in other areas, and I watched the cream. These women are more beautiful than Miss America. Loading in to all the UN vehicles and ambassador vehicles to go to the different globalist facilities, and literally, because you can read about statistically what the globalists are into, their art, everything, to absolutely desecrate beauty. That's what they live for. And because it's an act of domination, because these are nasty demons. And I, for one, am done with them. And I just want to make sure that when the globalists implode our country, everybody knows who did it. Because what matters is who wins in the end. All's well that ends well, That's right. Did you think the universe would not organically generate things to resist you? You think your stupid computers that you can't even read are going to be able to predict what humans are going to do? You will destroy yourselves. Let me consciously tell you the truth. Your body is already ordering you dead. Because even though you're consciously a psychopath and inhabited by dark evil, your body, your flesh even cries out against you. Because it was made by the Creator. And that's why you're so miserable and why you're so sick, all you evil people. That's why you want to make us sick, because you're inherently spiritually sick. But let me tell you, the pit you've dug, you will fall into it. We will not. Feinstein and the militia. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir, for holding. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention a video on YouTube I saw a while back about the militia, the American militia movement in 1995, confronting the Senate subcommittee on terrorism with Dianne Feinstein. And they basically go up there right a couple months after the Oklahoma City bombings.
They blame gun owners as terrorists. Yeah, in fact, I saw those hearings live. What was the name of them? It was the Senate subcommittee on what?
It was the United States Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Terrorism, and I think it might have changed names a couple times or something. But it's just a perfect example of Mrs. Feinstein using race and demonizing the militia movement after this bombing happened. It's a really good video. You can see her. She asked them, each one of them, to answer the question, do you think in any circumstance it is okay to bomb a building? And they get mad, and it's such a dumb question.
I've seen those famous militia hearings. We ought to re-air some of those tomorrow. It's Senate militia hearings, and there's a couple of them, but they're pretty powerful. And then there's a black militia guy, and they're asking him if he hates black people. Talking about that one?
It's so stupid.
Absolutely. No. I've seen the hearings. I will get to it. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm glad you brought that up. In fact, that's the hearing where she's talking about concealed carry. Sabra in Washington, last person we have time to get to. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Oh, Alex. This is Klingon from Washington State, Alex. I love you, Alex. You're Elijah, Alex, you're Elijah. You got the saints backing you up. Now listen to me. Last night on George Norrie at 12:47, Pacific time, he said his granddaughter, Rihanna, 18 years old, was run off the road yesterday, twirled around down an embankment. He was very upset. December 15th, Alex, are you listening, darling? Can you hear me?
Yes.
They went for me, Alex. They tried to rendition me, Alex. Do you remember me? I'm Klingons from Yahoo Chat. I'm Sabra. I raise and train Rottweilers.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
Oh, Alex, this was their technique. This was their technique. I only get off the property 2-3 times a year. We live on 30 acres. We're always working against the Satanists. Always. Trust me. We're really busy. 2-3 years, I get off the property. I went out for the first time in 4 months. They're on me. I'm coming back home. I'm at a stop sign out of town. We live south of Bellingham, Washington.
And what happened?
Yes, I'm at the light. It didn't turn red. I got a big one-ton van sucked in behind me. An E350 Mercedes is in front of me. I noticed right away something was different.
What'd they do to you? We're almost out of time.
Oh, Alex, they tried to kill me. When they couldn't rendition me and stop me, they tried to run me into a pileup of 20 cars.
No, they got their black ops everywhere. Everybody better be ready. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It is the first day of January 2013. In the Chinese zodiac, the year of the snake kicks off on the 23rd. A fitting title. And for the globalist, it is To Tyranny and Beyond. You know, Buzz Lightyear says to infinity and beyond. For the globalist, tyranny is just the beginning of their absolute takeover and reengineering of what's left of humanity in an ultimate act of complete domination. The globalists in all their publications brag how they have generationally worked to take over much of the planet so that they can fully, irrevocably savage humanity and reduce the population down to almost nothing so that they can take full control of human development and basically use those of us that are left as playthings or as test subjects for life extension technologies and other systems. And that is what we face in 2013, is the velvet glove being taken off of the Iron Fist. I had a caller yesterday who asked me, why do you sound so irritated sometimes when you are taking phone calls? And it's because of a lot of things. Because sometimes I hear the rebroadcast and I sound friendly and nice and answer the questions and am congenial. Other times I hear rebroadcast occasionally when I can stomach listening to myself. And I sound pained. I sound rude. And it's really because I am exhausted at many core levels, but also energized at core levels. So I've got a big heart for the fight against the globalist, but physically, especially if I don't get enough sleep or don't eat enough, or I get overly angry at the globalist, I tend to kind of overheat like a race car engine and, explode. And so that's the answer to the fellow's question, as I thought about that last night. And I've had this as a resolution many times, because back when I was first on talk radio 17 years ago, I was pretty much a call-driven show. I would do a 2-3 hour radio show every day, and 80% of it was phone calls because I enjoyed the phone calls. Now, I've always got so many things on my mind and so much news that I'm frustrated that I'm not getting to all the news that I've researched and want to cover. I'm frustrated because of the spoken words limitations to describe fully what an article or a piece of news signifies. And I'm frustrated that I want to take a lot of your calls, but that I then tend to not go to your calls. And when I do, they're complex questions or complex issues, and I basically throw little mini temper tantrums because it's almost like an interrogation. I love going out and meeting listeners. I love going out and doing events, but at the same time, I hate it because it's very exhausting. If I go out and talk to a couple thousand people after an event and shake hands for 3 hours and listen to their questions and listen to their comments, it's draining because I actually listen to you. I actually gauge you. I actually read you as a person. And that's very tiring. And it's the same thing with all this news. I mean, I researched news last night. I researched it this morning. I have stacks, over 100 articles here I want to get into. Huge piles of video clips I want to analyze. But each article, when I pick up one of these articles or I pick up one of these quotes, I have to summon the data in my mind associated with that information. And so that itself is a frustrating event. And just thinking about it right now is making me nauseated. I'm not like running on the air happy I've got a clip of Dianne Feinstein saying her goal is to disarm the general population, quote, Mr. and Mrs. America. I already knew that was her goal and read her quotes over the years, but it's painful to look at. It's painful. And then it's painful to try to put all the evidence on display for you. But enough about that. I'm going to give the number out here, and I don't want people to call in and go, oh, we appreciate you. Oh, you're great. That's not why I'm whining about this on air. I'm telling you about this so you'll understand where I come from, so you can put up with me. Some of you that get irritated by hearing the irritation in my voice. It's not with you. It's with that I know I'm right. I know that I understand the enemy. The enemy is so arrogant they brag about their plans everywhere. And I am fundamentally upset. I'm upset with the globalist. I'm upset with the general public being weak-minded. I'm upset with myself not being able to fully articulate what I know and understand. Because if you knew what I knew, if you could see what I see, our troubles would be over very, very quickly. But then I realized the general public is literally being swallowed by fraud. The alternative media, as bad as it is, because it's at least it's real and it's human. And the globalists try to inject cognitive infiltration that Cass Sunstein talked about at the White House in to create infighting and kind of a background noise to nullify us, but it still isn't working because there's an overdriving human survival instinct that still beats in the most unconscious of people. But my goal is to really try to awaken humanity and to try to reverse our course, because the course we're headed on is oblivion. It is anathema to everything good and wholesome. people say, why does evil always get in control throughout time? Because it has the desire for the power. And I study the scientific crafting of the system where they roll out certain technologies and certain systems, and then we beg and clamor and pay for them as status symbols when they are tools of control. But then to even reach in to the matrix, proto-matrix system that the general public has already fallen to, you must use the tools of the enemy. I am not against technology, but again, to use a Lord of the Rings analogy, because that seems to get through to people, rings are made for all the races in Middle Earth, for the elves, for the dwarves, for the men. The rings are made by the older creations of the entity, the God that created the universe. So it basically has kind of a Christian timeline in Tolkien's writings. If you get deeper into it, it's an analogy, an allegory. And the rings are forged, and the nine rings are given to men, and a certain amount are given to the elves and the dwarves, and they have incredible power in them inherently. And it's given to them by an angelic creature, but the angelic creature has decided to become destructive. It's Lucifer, Morgoth, hence Mordor. And Morgoth falls and is reincarnated as Sauron. But the point is that the rings are given, and you take the rings. You take the cell phone, you take the smart meter, you go into the gym, and they go, discount if you thumbprint to sign up. And you do it all Pavlovianly set up, like a chicken pecking a tic-tac-toe machine to get grain. And it is a system of total control designed to get you into an electronic straitjacket, to cut off self-sufficiency, to shut down the family farms, to make you dependent, to bring you into model compact Gen 21 cities that are advertised again as cool and fun, to then have controlled bioweapon attacks that are released as people go into more authoritarian control in the name of avoiding the biological warfare attacks that they claim terrorists are going to launch. As we sit there huddled in our compact cities, watching the general third world population wiped out in the future, you need to understand that it is the globalist orchestrating all of this, and anything they give you, anything we use, anything in our culture that has been rolled out and promoted by the system is a ring of power. Will you guys print me the intro to the Lord of the Rings book? It's one ring to bind them in the darkness, bind them. I want that full quote when we come back if we can. One ring to rule them all, because that's really what it is. And in the darkness, bind them. We are fighting adherents of death and destruction and ugliness. It is what they resonate with. It is what they will create. And it's in their globalist literature. It's in everything they say, everything they do. And so later I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into top professors demonizing the Constitution and calling it evil and saying get rid of it. They're openly saying, yes, kill the old people now, all over the news. You see, they're not just going to go after the guns. The fact that they're going after them and saying openly, we want you to turn them in, is the signal that the real third act has begun. And if you look at the arrogance and the fire in the enemy's eyes right now, they're on the march. They have decided to drop the hammer. And I can tell you, along with that will be false flag stage terror attacks. Blamed on us. So you're thinking they'll never get away with this? They're going to attack themselves and blame it on us. A great time of evil is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And you better decide which side you're on. My New Year's resolution is when I give the number out, I'm going to take the calls. And if I don't get to them, we're going to wipe the phones out until I do go to calls. We're going to take your calls on any issue you want to discuss straight ahead. 800-259-9231. It is January 1st, 2013. That'll take some getting used to. 800-259-9231.
This
man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Began with the forging of the great rings. 3 were given to the elves. Immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. 7 to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And 9 rings were gifted to the race of men who above all else desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the first day of 2013. I've done a lot of soul searching, and I want to commit to you in this year that I'm going to put out the greatest output of information and of the highest quality that we have ever produced. I am going to make a new official film this year. I've not announced that yet. I will on Friday. I meant to do it a few weeks ago, but got behind. Announced the biggest contest we've ever done. It'll be a $100,000 contest, and it is key to our Paul Revere operation. In fact, that's what I intend to call it, Operation Paul Revere. We are going to launch the TV show onto the satellites, and I am going to create informational videos on certain key subjects explaining how things work, basically keys to unlocking the secrets of the New World Order and how to defeat them. Because I do understand their operations. I understand all of their operations. It does not mean that I could consciously at one time grasp the entire compendium of their system, but if I focus on particular subsectors of it, I can see right down to the bone on what they're doing, because they've published their operational manuals and only thinly veil and compartmentalize their true goals. In fact, in many cases, they openly brag. Also, many of the servants of total evil are very twisted and weak people. And they almost reflexively, in the control systems, are used to dealing with the zombified public that is in a trance state. So those of us that are in different degrees of awakening, it's like watching people in slow motion. And so don't ever forget how much power you've really got if, by the grace of God, your consciousness has not been shuttered. Again, my friends, it is Tuesday, the first day of January 2013. When we come back from break, I will go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. And just be ready. I know I've said this over and over again, but it's my New Year's resolution. To make your point, I'm going to try to go to the next person. It's just sometimes the calls are so incredible, or they're breaking such amazing news, like the caller yesterday going, yeah, they've got hidden cameras in the VA in the smoke detectors in Tampa. And we search engine it, and there it is in the Tampa newspaper. And they're like, oh, we're allowed to secretly watch you. Well, yeah, I mean, they got cameras in the bathrooms at public schools for 15 years. They government-issued laptops watch you at home. I mean, it's just all over the top. And that's just what you know about. I mean, I don't just get up here and say almost every vaccine they look at has cancer viruses in it on purpose. I've got the top scientist bragging. I played the video clips of the polio developer, you know, going, yeah, we knew we gave 100 million Americans the first round, you know, cancer viruses, and it's killed tens of millions. And they laugh about it on PBS. On the PBS station in Boston. I mean, when you get these globalists together, like on TED TV, Bill Gates gets up there and goes, we're going to reduce the carbon output. That means reduce this down to zero. And he puts an image of stick figures of a family out there, and the TED TV conference elitists all laugh. They're not liberals. They're killers. You don't get in the club unless you go, yeah, I see the public as animals. I want to kill them. And they go, good. You're part of the team. You have the will to be cold-blooded and understand survival of the fittest. Know what you are is going to be used and destroyed. I will assure you. I will assure all of you that you will be destroyed. You will not get a seat at this table. You understand that? One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. Is that not the technocratic surveillance smart grid tracking everything we do? One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them for taxation and control. They also kill you with the wireless systems as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
A business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Coming up,
defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming up, the defense of the Republic. Okay, I'm going to go directly to your calls. And then Rick Perry has signed an order that's gotten no attention to bring in the Trans-Texas Napa Superhighway, even though our state representatives have voted it down twice. What Mordor wants, Mordor gets, until the public awakens. And we have top Georgetown professors, advisors to Obama, saying the Constitution is just a criminal document. Those are some of the quotes. We're going to be going over all that. They're openly announcing all over the place that we need to kill old people, get rid of them. I'm going to explain to you how the collectivist model works, and there is no doubt that collectivism is a nightmare. It sounds good. It'll make you feel good up front at the beginning, like the first time you inject heroin, but it leads to absolute ruination and domestication and dehumanization. But it's like the ring of power. People believe because they're good, they could have a big government that would redistribute wealth. My friends, the globalists that have set up collectivism and that run the world economy are absolutely cold-blooded exterminists, ultra-Hitlerian eugenicists. And anything they do with taxes will be turned towards bad in the end. And We told you that once they got health care in, they would start the death panels because they've done it in dozens of other countries. They follow a program. We can look at scores of nations further down the line than we are. It's a blueprint. It's like a movie we've already seen over and over again, and that's what's so frustrating. They teach the general public that everything is your opinion. No, this is not my opinion. This is not my opinion. If you walk out on the top of a 50-story building without a parachute and you jump off that thing and swan dive towards the concrete below, you are going to die. That is not my opinion. And if you let the globalists execute their plan, it's like steps downwards into hell. We know where each step goes, just like a detailed roadmap. There is no debate. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you what you think they're going to sneak into that fiscal negotiation regarding the Second Amendment.
Oh, that's a good point. They can have the government shut down, the welfare checks or credits not be put on the cards. And then Feinstein, who is key on the committee to be able to control what bills can go in and out or what agreements, they're saying that her bill, she's the one that wrote it and got it rammed through with Biden in 1993. They're saying it's her bill. I mean, she's the person that Obama's going to hand the ball to. She's the running back. And they're running, the play to try to engage in a 100-yard drive against us. And they intend to do it. And again, the fiscal cliff has been done in Iceland, everywhere else. We said this was coming. They say, oh, my gosh, we're holding up the budget. Everything will collapse. The streetlights won't be on. The police won't get paid. It's all over. We'll lose our credit rating if we don't raise taxes and increase the national debt. And this is all maneuvering us into abject collapse, which is what a group of loan-sharking foreign banks who are loaning us our own money back would do. So it is rack and ruin. It is a direct course. And that's why I got so angry on the hike and bike trail. I got to start wearing, like earplugs or something last Friday, because I'm sitting there, or was it Saturday, and I've run up to the top of a hill and I'm stretching, and I hear these three guys who were obviously in state government, because I could hear how they were talking, and they were manager level. They all thought they were really smart, their whole bearing, and they were just bragging. That don't worry, Obama knows how to deal with them. Boehner's on the team. Once the third comes, he'll be elected to leadership and then he can do whatever he wants. Boehner can. The economy isn't going to go down. They actually believe Obama's their buddy and they're supporting it and they're trying to fix things, I mean, the government puts cancer viruses in shots and tries to get you to take them, you dumb idiot. They want to kill you. And I just looked at the guys and I turned on the charisma, not on purpose. I'm much more charismatic in person. And I just literally said, I already talked about it on air. I broke it down, and at the end, those guys were shaken. And they should be, because they just heard truth. And they went, like Greece, yeah, you're right. Oh, I was like, well, do something about it. I told him, I said, you know the truth. See, you just knew the truth. But you were up here having what you thought was a politically correct discussion, like children in dress-up pretending they're the Lone Ranger and Tonto. You're a real human alive in 2013. This was 2012. There's a real war going on. Wake up and get involved in it now. Stop living a fantasy land. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just, I thought it was going to be another, got to read it to see what's in it, like the health care bill. And it wouldn't shock me at all if they try to completely go after the Second Amendment in little sneaky ways in there.
No, it's God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. First caller of 2013, my friend. Chet in New York. Chet, you're on the air. Welcome.
Happy New Year's, Alex and Bunch. Hey, I'm up here in the New Rome, actually. Now, it was New York, but now that we have Emperor Cuomo involved with his new degree of gun confiscation, which you know, he's right in line with Diane Frankenstein there.
But, yeah, he said he may issue a gubernatorial executive order and just have you hand them in. How's that sound?
Yeah, shocking. The thing is, I think the rest of the country, they look at New York like, you know, that liberal part, New York City, Manhattan. You know, you've been around there. A lot of nice people, but, you know, it's the politics. New York's got a lot of rural areas, hunters, et cetera, and people have been massing, you know, arms all over the country.
But, no, I know. Listen, upstate New York and rural areas in New York, I've been there many times. I know the culture absolutely is about as country boy can survive as Alabama or East Texas or same thing with Northern California. Anywhere where people actually live in the countryside, in the real world, and actually work, they understand that you need guns to protect yourself. And we've got all the people in the city who are domesticated, who are delusional, and really think the government's their friend.
I agree 100%. Like I said, I think, you know, you guys hit the point before where, you know, nobody's calling for violence on our end, but it looks like they're really pushing the their little, I think their explosion button on themselves, because there's a lot of people that are just not going to give their guns up, because I've spoke with them. So, yeah, I just figured I'd throw it at you, my friend. And, hey, great work you're doing. A lot of other people get in on this New Year's, but I'm staying optimistic because there's so many of us now, you know?
Well, I appreciate your call, my friend. Look, I'll just say this. Everybody needs to be involved in a maximum effort now to engage government and collaborator globalist occupation media and let them know, hey, we know you're authoritarian criminals that want to disarm us. You don't call up and say, hey, you know, guns actually protect people 80 plus times more often than they're used in the commission of a crime. Hey, areas that have more guns have lower crime. Hey, England's crime rate tripled. I kept saying doubled. It tripled. It's the highest in Europe since they took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Same thing with Australia and New Zealand. They know that. They're predators. All those media people getting paid millions of dollars a year have bodyguards. They lived in armed areas. Their kids go to schools with armed guards. They know. They sit around and talk about how you're dumb and how you're scum. They can't even contain it on MSNBC. Anyone that lives in the Southwest, anyone that lives in the South, Midwest, that's like 80% of the country, you are scum. You are filth. If you're a white person, they say you're dumb, you're ugly, you're scum, you're stupid. And that if you don't accept socialism, you're a racist. It is a total delusional elitist attitude. I've been behind the scenes at CNN, you name it, over the years. And these are cold-blooded mercenaries. These are mercs. And their uniform is a camouflage of non-threatening hippieism. Folks, they're not hippies. They are shock troops, stormtroopers, the army of death. Okay? And they learned, as Margaret Sanger, under the advisement of Edward Bernays and the Rockefeller Foundation, go read their quotes, to pose as non-threatening, egalitarian philanthropists. They have the moral high ground. They care. Well, there's no death panels. Really, the bill has it. The books written by Daschle that wrote it says it. Wrote those provisions. No, 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 that's not in the book. Don't listen to him, knowing no one's going to go read it and find out we're telling the truth. The Israelis don't own guns. Don't listen to him. There's no world government. Well, I have hundreds of announcements out of the Bilderberg and Davos of world government and world taxes. Those don't exist, children. Children. They talk, and they go, we talk with a soft NPR voice. You ever tune into NPR and every person on there? I was one time being interviewed by NPR, and they said, can you talk softer? Can you settle down? They're in the interview. They taped it down at UT. That's down there where their local studios are. This is like 13 years ago or something. And they're coming over the ISDN line going, sir, can you try to talk in a softer voice? I wasn't even yelling. I go, this is what my voice sounds like. And I'm like, well, can you just sound softer? And the woman was on the line going, can you relax? Relax. You know, I grew up around rural folks. Many months out of the year being sent down to work on the ranch from the time I was about 11 on. And I've talked to people that deal with horses, and what you deal when a horse gets old is you do have a trailer come pick it up to take it to the Elmer's Glue Factory. And I was never there when they sold horses or got rid of them. But you sit there, and the trailer pulls up, and you walk over, and you, because horses are real smart. They're just real instinctive. That's why people think they're stupid. No, they're real smart, but their instincts are really strong. So they, it's like they have a mind, but they can't use it. And they know when that, you may have loaded that horse in a trailer 10 times in that year, but you're loading them in a trailer to go butcher them, they're not going to want to get in the trailer. And you just come over and you, here's some range cubes, here's some apple. Come on. Come on, let's get in the trailer. Hi, this is NPR. Just get in the trailer. Hey, little girl. Hey, little boy, come get in the van. I got candy. Hi, little, I got a puppy. I got candy. I got some free health care for you. I'm going to give you some more welfare. I got an Obama phone. Get in the car. We got some shots for you so you don't get sick. Come on. Come on, get in the car. Get in the van. Yeah, but my mommy says don't. It's all right. Mommy, mommy's in the van. Mommy's in the van. Your government, it's nice. Come on. Shh, get in. We wouldn't stage Sandy Hook. No, no. Get on in the van. Get on in. Get on in, sweetie.
Van door slams.
Eat the candy. Well, I want my mommy. It's okay. Eat the candy. And then the tape comes out around the head. And then they tie you up. Tie the three-year-old up. Oh, yes, that's how it works. Let's go ahead and talk to Alice in Kansas. Alice, you're on the air. Should I talk in an NPR voice? Hi, Alice. Good to have you on with us on All Things Considered. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for 15 years, and I feel your exhaustion and your pain. I understand where you're coming from. And I just felt a leading of the Holy Spirit to give you something that might comfort you. It should take less than 2 minutes. There are 5 points. I just want you to maybe listen and consider in your prayer time. I wanted to tell you that you are a warrior of the Lord. He has chosen you, and in the end, you answer only to the Lord. It doesn't matter what any man thinks of you. Number two, you are the teacher. Listeners are the students. It is a privilege for the student to come to your class. You give it out, and the wind blows where it will. They either get it or they don't. You have fulfilled your vow and responsibility to God, and that's who you answer to, period. Number three, you don't just justify yourself to any man anymore. If they don't like your class, they can leave it and turn it off. They can address the issues, but they cannot attack your character. As soon as they attempt to assault you, that ends the call. No exceptions. And do not address it further. Just go to the next call like you would if someone was using foul language. I'm nervous.
Well, let me just add this, man, your kind words. I think we're all teaching each other. Life is a great college. And I have asked God that my prayer is, God, I'm weak. I'm evil. I'm a sinner. Please help me be a good person. And in these desperate times, please use me to be a vessel to stand against people that want to hurt innocents. I'm weak. Will you please give me the strength to do what has to be done? That's my prayer. And that's what I stand for. And that's basically all I can do. And I think that's all anybody else can do. But my great calling, God's laid it on my heart, is to get other people to stand up and be leaders as well. And I know there are people out there listening who feel the calling to stand against evil, but you're so humble, you're like, well, I'm not a leader. And I think what you're saying to me is, I am a leader. I need to stop being not so much humble. Humble's good, but not let that get in the way of standing up and really resisting. And I say that to others. We have a job to do, and it doesn't mean we're going to do it perfect. We just got to ask God, you know, help us do the right thing, and then let God sort it out. We've got to give it to God. But that doesn't mean just give it to God and then do nothing. It means, God, lead me. And I'm telling you, folks, if you ask God for discernment and if you ask God to open the universe up to you, it will happen. Now, I want to warn people, though. When the universe really opens up, it is mind-blowing, and it only intensifies. Do you see my point?
Yes, I see your point. I have two more things to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. The fourth one is be aware of the wiles of the devil. Satan comes but for to rob, kill, and destroy. And every time you allow a caller to assault your character, you waste the next 20 minutes of valuable airtime that God gave you explaining your righteousness. It gets you all upset, it makes you physically ill, and it hurts your body. It exhausts you. What a great weapon he uses against you, and he uses it frequently. So draw your sword, put up your shield, and allow it no further, and then your peace will come back to you. Number five. Don't allow the praises of men. Men betray, but God will never betray. It, too, is a weapon of warfare and used against you. If you will let it, it can alter your ego. Seek only the praises of God.
I agree. Alice, I'm out of time. Great call. God bless you. And the studio's resolution to take more calls and to work harder is the way to go. What's the saying? Duty is a mountain, death is a feather. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I've been waiting. Welcome back. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. What is that, 9 to noon Pacific? We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, your host. Calls this segment the next, then Representative Susanna Huff is scheduled to pop in with us. She's one of the survivors of the Luby Massacre. Spoke out in Congress eloquently. Always good to have her pop in. She's been on a few times over the years. And then at the bottom of the next hour, we'll continue with calls and news. After I get into a breakdown where I need to be calm and try to go over what Agenda 21 really is, not just they're going to make you live in a 250-square-foot thing and double your taxes. It's more than that. It's designed to destroy civilization. It was Oliver Wendell Holmes that, to paraphrase, basically said that taxes are the cost of civilization. Well, what about when your taxes are used to create a Malthusian destructive civilization? So we're going to be breaking that down here today. The exact quote is taxes are the price we pay for civilization. Briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, the new InfoWars magazine is out. It's available to buy in bulk at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. Big color, the size of the old Rolling Stone, full of graphics, documents, articles. 2013, the year America dies, you can buy them in bulk. It's like giving somebody a color book, basically. And as print goes out, we go into print. Because we should be balanced. We shouldn't just be internet only. We should have hard copies of things. And so I've committed that we're going to always put out hard copies of whatever we produce, whether it's films or you name it. Very important. And so you can get the January issue, 2013, the year America dies, ? Very powerful issue. And you can, again, order it at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. We have the high-quality ProPure water filters that I use, the gravity-fed stainless steel systems, the best out there, with 10% off of the promo code WATER at the already lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. And your purchase of books, videos, all of it supports this broadcast, the amazing healthcare products that we've researched and use, the best out there at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. You can also sign up to be a distributor with us and get discounts at InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Al in Delaware. Al, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, congratulations on making it to 2013. You're a trooper, my man. You're the son I never had. You are the light at the end of the tunnel. Haven't talked to you in a couple years. I got to tell you, you're the reason I was able to take my home from the bank. You're the reason that I've been able to survive this long, preparing and getting ready. These people are bat-eared warlocks, rabid dogs, off the leash. No such thing as a politician. They're politicians. Alex, you've taken me places I could have never gone elsewhere. I've lost all my friends, but I've got you and three loyal dogs, and I couldn't be happier. Thank you.
Well, your friends are in the Matrix, and, you know, wear an InfoWars T-shirt. You'll find like-minded people in your area. But, yeah, folks that bought gold when we said buy it at 300 have done well. We've taught folks how the banks run scams. I've had countless people show up at events where we just told them about mineral supplementation, where they're, you know, literally healthy now from death's doorstep. And none of it is a secret. The globalists know all this. See, that's what's so frustrating about it all. But you know what? Liberty is the light at the end of the tunnel. We are just a window into liberty and freedom, my friend. Anything else you'd like to add here?
Yeah, the truth is driving people crazy. They just can't take it. Well, I'll tell you something. They called me a drug dealer at Settlement, and I said, oh, no, you don't, after 30 years of a builder. I got a lawyer, and in a half an hour, they gave me my house, right after signing the Patriot Act. And I served in the military. These are corrupt, dangerous, hell on wheels, nightmarish people there. The politicians.
I tell you what, stay there. I want to come back to you. You're on fire. You're right. They are rabid dog warlocks in giant hordes like locusts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution. groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.